Good morning. Back in 2021. Good morning, Trip. Trip my day. Hope y'all feeling well this morning. Y'all on the track of getting to it, about to do it. Yeah, being industrious. That's what I'm talking about. We're going to go study today now. That's what we're going to do. We're going to study today. End of the black company again. Yeah, let's get this black.
Do you think I'm meant to hurt you?
Yeah, that's Uncle L right there. Yeah, that's Uncle L. I recognize that. We're going to do some riding today. We're going to piggyback on it. But I was listening to it, the Christmas yesterday. It was so beautiful. So much information, you know, to these kind of broadcasts. You get so much information to speak on and call in and talk to as he said, broad, so much gone. So I just took so many notes and enjoyed those notes. And now I'm going to do my show off them notes on what I was doing because it all coincides. It all coincides. So once again, good morning to you all. You're on the morning drill. It is July 14th, 2021 on the Gregorian calendar. It is. And, of course, we have our own calendar, but a lot of our audience don't understand that yet. We'll get into that. I'm so inspired. Man, I'm so inspired by Moore's greatness, by our inherent greatness. It's such excellence and greatness around us. Brothers and sisters, like people decimating information and the teaching, and it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. It's the awakening time. Aquarius age, it's the awakening time. And I was listening to the show last night. I was listening to the sisters last night on the Moore's Heritage Tree School, and they was talking about the blacks having no permanent rights in the U.S., and all that goes in that, as far as citizenship, the person, the artificial person, and that's a lot of stuff that that we covered going into in the civics. And that's one thing I have to say. I got to give praise to Allah, and then I got to give honor to the Prophet, most definitely, because this show would be nothing without the Prophet. That's what brings me here to you all. Prophet Noble Drew Ali. That's what I'm speaking on right there. So to all of the women and men this functioning and moving and having functioning and moving, in accordance and aligning and in tune with the Prophet. And I just gotta say for the record, this is different stuff for the folks. But for me, as far as getting the information out there, this the build the structure of a nation up. A family and a nation up from the ground. I got to give honor to R.V. Bay Publications. I do. Listen, those little pamphlets, that the sisters and the brothers, put together and the brothers, listen, those are so powerful, so potent. Ooh, Obi-Wan Kenobi saying the force to be with you. So we already know power is, forces to supersede that. It's superior. So, ooh, man. And the brothers and the sisters would be like, because they'll be having limitations on how many books and stuff that you can get in there. And when they come to the pamphlets, they don't mind. They don't mind. The brothers always tell them, they don't mind because, they little. And listen, woo! I load them up. Them little white boxes be shipping in because I be getting them at my house, too. I get their boxes, too. Load it up with the literature. Load it up on my shelf. They get it. And they be reading stuff, and we be chopping it up, talking about it. And man, it's just a beautiful thing. It's just teaching you so many degrees, on six, how to interact, on what is law and policy, IRS and naturalism, what this means to be a natural person. And it's just like, it's a lot. No disrespect to nobody else that's out there that's putting out literature or doing whatever. A lot of folks doing good things and putting out information. But I'm just talking from my experience and the experience that I get from the people that I shared and spend with is like none other. When I was in them dismal crypts and behind them walls like that, and I getting different information. It was cool, but it was nothing like when I got exposed to the literature of R.V. Bay. When I got that literature, I locked down. And that's when I started understanding. And another thing I wanted to touch bases on, it was a word that was coming to my head right there. It was supposed to go earlier instead of what I said, because I hadn't been sharpened at my vocabulary. It just didn't reflect enough. It was something like catapult or something. I don't know what I could have said. But anyway, the prophet. Until you know the prophet, you're not going to get this. You're just going to be trying to grab on to the prophet said you did plain old rich and don't know. So you're trying to grab on to that part of your estate. You did. I'm just trying to tap into that part of your estate like that. You feel me? Without bringing the uplifting fallen humanity. But that's what this is about. That's what this is about. You feel me? Coming up out of that water for that man. You know, with that woman in the hand, you know, that woman, man, that, come on now. That's the come on, the woman. You know, there's nothing fairer than that here. And she's been degraded, and we'll get to that too, because like we're talking about the women excluded. I'm like, how can you exclude the woman? How did you put the woman down like that? Look at this planet. Everything is here, but that's where the life comes from. So excuse me. But anyway, back to the prophet. On my sojourn, I've been through many degrees. Most of us, born up in the Christian, baptized, you know, going to church, getting drugged to church. You know, I wasn't one of the active at the church, all that, you know, chew gum and trying to grab a pot, or don't put all my money in the pot, don't I grab in. I don't want to put all money in the pot, trying to keeping some to go to the store, all that. So, yeah, I just lost my frame of thought. But anyway, let me get back to the prophet, because the story is anyway. One of my sojourns, from going through all that, from Christian to getting exposed to Islam in jail, because most people do, in jail young, Islam, you know, but it was Islam, but we were studying Islam. I didn't know the Prophet Muhammad. I didn't know him. We were just busting our heads. It just looked like the thing to do for brothers. So I went through that phase. Then I took that back on that. Then I went and took that serious and studied one degree. Then I studied from another degree. Okay, so I was exposed to what they call Sunni. I was exposed to that, Orthodox, or what you call it. And then I was exposed to the Nation. I studied the teaching of the Nation. I studied that. Went through all those degrees. Then I ran into the Moors. And it just nature. It was just the gravitational pull was tremendous. But I didn't say this because the components and the tool with the process was study. And the study that I was doing wasn't, and the study that the brothers around were doing wasn't study, because we wasn't studying the prophet. You see, we didn't know his journey. You see, once you understand that and you know his journey, and you see, then I knew for sure that Allah is our Akbar. I knew that for sure. I knew that we represent our prophet and messenger. I knew that Yahushua, again, I knew that Revelations 10, I believe what he says, of the seven, I knew that. I see it. I mean, I'm conscious. My eyes are open, you know. So for other people, it might be different, but you gotta study his life. You gotta study what he went through, life, you know, his upbringing. And then you gotta look at history. You know, he was raised among the people, the downfalling, man, all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. Alhamdulillah. All the time. It's right there in your books. It's in the Bible and the Quran. I was merciful, most merciful. So, yeah, prophet and messenger, always end up among ones when they fall in. That's how merciful the Creator is. We're going to give you a chance to give back. To give back. So I was studying, and I was studying the prophet. We were just saying Islam, and there's a few more books around. But, you know, the oral statements of the prophet, and the stuff they have in what they call the institutional temple, the stuff that they allow in the bookshelves. And that stuff be rigged up, you know, people be controlling that. That be the real deal. So you have to go through that. So I went through that for a long time. And then I got exposed to R.V. Bay Publications. Like I said, that just opened up a whole new channel of literature. So that opened up literature. And then, like I said, the book that really opened it up for me is Noble Drew Ali, The Women of a Nation, through Sheikh Elihu in Pleasant Bay. So that book opened me up to a lot of stuff. So it opened me up to a lot of degrees, and it made me bear witness to the prophethood of Noble Drew Ali. Yes, it made me bear witness to that. It really made me bear witness to that story. I seen it. I seen Yahushua come again after I read that book. Because I didn't know the prophet's life. You know, I didn't know the prophet's life, and it made sense. It added up. Like I said, we Moors. We don't agree. We don't science, math. You know, it lined up. It lined up with the universe. So that's where we at now. So for today, yesterday in the show, we were dealing with when did the black coming in? Because when you're looking around you, as the sisters were saying, it's coming. All these states are artificial. Yeah, states are artificial. Those are creations of the people. Yeah. Just like nation, that's a creation of the people. What the nation is, but the people. That's the you know, the person. So the nation, that's the artificial part, the state part. So that's what you got to understand. Dealing with citizenship. Okay. Dealing with status. Okay, so when did the black company begin? Because you don't have to go back. You got the state of Virginia. You got the state of California. You got the state of Delaware. You got the state of Texas. But you don't have the state of black. You see what I'm saying? You don't have that. So all around you is companies, Virginia. So listen, Mr. Random House, 1960. Okay, Virginia, state of the East United States on the Atlantic coast. It is a state,
right? Okay, so if we did.
The state. So the state and nation is synonymous. A lot of us don't even look at states as nations. We don't even look at them as that. We just, that's the state of, but you don't understand that that state is a nation in that state. So it's like, who are you? So we're dealing with this black. So in what state is black? Okay? Yeah, in what state is black? So that's what we're going to deal with today. In what state is black? Right. Because are the states real persons or artificial?
That's what I'm just saying.
Are the real persons or artificial? So we're going to get into that. We're going to define what is that. We're going to look at that. We're going to go into the law. We're going to go into the books. Because that's what we do. So. First, knowing that a black person is a stateless person. Okay, a stateless person means black nationality. That's exactly what that means. So